Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. And then there was the federal budget. Now look, most often when a federal budget is delivered, if it's 2 days afterward, I'm not touching it. Because for most people, it's caught between the hoe and the hum. So 48 hours after the budget's been delivered, Roy's not going there. Not because I don't want to, but because I know you don't want to. And because I know you're looking at it and you're hearing them and you're saying, oh, their lips are moving, they must be lying. Let's just call it what it is. But this one, this budget is something a little bit different and a little bit special. And so I just called it online earlier today. I called it a prime jewel of financial misfires. The Business Council of Canada, they're very careful about what they say when it comes to the federal government, because it really they represent the largest companies in this country. By the way, the largest companies are not the enemy. They create employment. They grow the economy. So the response from Goldie Hyder, president and chief executive officer of the BCC, Business Council of Canada, he's been on this program many times. Mr. Hyder says the 2024 federal budget holds back Canada's potential. The tax and spend fiscal plan will discourage the economic growth necessary to improve living standards. It deters the business investment that helps boost wages and places a greater debt burden on future generations. The federal government's inability to make choices and rein in spending will have a negative impact on the lives and livelihoods of all Canadians, says the Business Council of Canada President and CEO Goldie Hyder. So, we spoke yesterday with Dr. David Poon, who told us that the budget is causing him and other doctors great unease, and they're starting a letter writing campaign. So let's get at this, and we're going to speak with our good friend Professor Eric Kam, macroeconomics professor at Toronto Metropolitan University. So, Dr. Kam, here we have this budget, and honestly, even if it had been brought down yesterday and it was another one of those typical budgets, you and I wouldn't be talking about it today. We might be talking about something else. Well, let's talk about this budget because it is receiving two thumbs down. You know the rule of the Colosseum in Rome? Two thumbs up, good show. Two thumbs down, goodbye. So what's your assessment? Before we get into the details, what's your overall assessment of what was delivered?
Hi, Roy. My overall assessment is that there's only so many ways you can package garbage. And it really brought me back to when I was a kid in the 1970s. One of my favorite TV commercials was when Ricardo Montalban introduced fine Corinthian leather, until we found out that wasn't a thing. And neither is generational fairness, and neither is this budget. So you said somewhere between ho and hum. I think this thing is somewhere, Roy, between O and no.
I remember that Corinthian leather commercial for the Chryslers of the day, and people went out and they bought cars because they had Corinthian leather, and then we found out it doesn't exist. And it was marketing, and that's what this was an attempt to accomplish. But it's just a terrible failure. But it's also, would you agree that it's dangerous in its structure to the well-being of all Canadians?
Yeah, I would say that because it goes against, well, two things, really, and I'm glad you brought that up. I may be a little verbose on this, but there's two things that I hate. I hate lying. I never lie to my students. I don't lie to my children, and I for sure don't lie to your listeners because I respect them. And it goes against what I think is just good, sensible economics. And so for me, the lies, you've already brought up already the housing numbers. I mean, it's impossible. I mean, what kind of a dream is this, Roy? They're going to build this number of millions of homes in this short a period of time. I mean, you've addressed this already, so I feel like I don't have to pull this one apart. So I think I'll just pull apart their dream about the deficit numbers, right? It's expected, they said, to ease from $40 billion this year to $20 billion in 2029. Based on what data? This government, better than any other government in history, is a tried and true liberal tax and spend government. And the only way to do that is one of two things, unless you're really cursed. One of two is increase taxes, and the other one is increase the deficit. This government has driven it right up the middle, and it's done both. And so they're coming out with ridiculous, ridiculous pie in the sky numbers. And that offends me, Roy. So the reason that I think it's dangerous, we can get into in a second, just in terms of economics, but I don't like lying. And you and I both know that they're not going to be around in 2029 to answer for these numbers. But with respect to housing and with respect to the deficit, this is baloney.
So tell us, please, about the danger factor.
So here's my problem, and I think I've made this very, very, very clear, that Canada's productivity and its GDP growth, let's not mince words, Roy, they're abysmal. They're not bad, they're abysmal, right? Productivity in this country is increasing at about 0.3% since 2019. That's effectively zero. And just to compare, the US is almost at about 2% annually. And I think one of the big problems, we've discussed this, is low investment in our country, right? So our government has sort of doubled down on this poorly, and they've said, well, let's try intellectual property. Let's try investing in that, right? Well, first of all, it's three times larger in the US compared to Canada. You might want to just say, well, that's just because of the population base, but I don't know about that. But I found nothing in this budget that increases productivity or increases GDP growth. And I find, Roy, and I'll try to be quick about this, is the war that gets fought sometimes in this country between the Bank of Canada and the government is exacerbated. And I pulled out three things to tell you. The first one I just did. These high taxes will not be beneficial to investment. We need investment. We don't have it. Higher taxes is going to do nothing towards it. Number two, Freeland comes out ridiculously and says that now we're going to create conditions for interest rates to fall. Really? What conditions? Did you achieve them? Because you haven't yet, and nothing's fallen. And if GDP and the productivity levels stay where they are, they're not going to fall. So that's number two. Lastly, their fiscal plan, as they said, rests on the shoulders of a steadily expanding economy, even if modest. Roy, I know what modest means. I would kill for modest. There's no modest. There's no expansion. So to me, this is on a three-legged stool where all three legs are about to snap. And I just wonder if the government now believes people will buy any of the garbage that they're selling. But frankly, unlike them, I think Canadians are too smart.
It's a desperation budget. I think they're grasping at straws and praying and hoping that something is going to stick, particularly with younger voters, and will make them more appealing. Mr. Trudeau addressed his caucus earlier this week, and he said that he was setting a date, I think it was July, to claw back 5 points in national polling from the hole they're in versus the Conservatives. So I read that, and I say to myself, okay, so it's not sincere. You're not really trying to help Canada. You're trying to help yourself. You're trying to help yourself and your party, and you want to get yourself back into power. If he'd said something like, hey, look, we may not get reelected again. Well, that's redundant. We may not get reelected, but we're going to do everything we can do to help Canadians and help Canada. That's the message that people will hear, and that's the message that will resonate. But we'll see if we can't get back 5 points in the polling deficit we're in by July. That just has disingenuous written all over it.
And I'll tell you what else is disingenuous, too, was their lack suddenly. And I don't know if anybody realized what was not in this budget. And their minimum tax got dropped because they know that that's stupidly unpopular, plus the fact it doesn't work. But I like the fact of how little they discussed suddenly, Roy, the green policy, the green agenda. They hardly discussed it.
Yeah.
And I don't care what anyone says. That may have been behind closed doors where they went, this is killing us, probably killed us. So we better make a sharp right turn, because I was amazed that suddenly this wasn't the focus anymore. So it's a bit like throwing a Hail Mary, as you said. They ran that play. It didn't go anywhere. Let's try taking a shot at housing and deficit numbers. But I'm telling you, Roy, their projections will never come true. You and I will be here to talk about it, but they won't.
Dr. Cam, another issue in that budget, and we spoke with the doctor yesterday, is the capital gains tax hike. It's supposed to target large corporations and the super wealthy, and yet family doctors are pushing back because the interest or the increase in capital gains is going to hit them very hard when it comes time to sell their investments and get into retirement mode, which is not what they'd expected. This the hike isn't what they'd expected. And it will hurt doctors badly. And if doctors are hurt, patients are hurt.
You know, Roy, it's going to hurt doctors. It's going to hurt dentists. It's going to hurt lots of what I call medium to medium large size businesses. And not to be repetitive, but it's just another lie. Like when he talks about what was this budget, to me, this budget was a plan to satisfy the NDP, to keep them on board in terms of their fill in the blank before the word care, health, dental, pharma, day. That's all it's doing. They're just not being honest with people. They're not saying what the real realities are of this budget, which is it helps, honest to God, nobody. It is just an attempt, a feeble attempt, to do what Liberal governments have done for years, just on a bigger level. Let's see how much we can tax and how much we can spend and see if that will prop up our economy. Because so far, the only thing we've done to prop up the economy is to use immigration as a growth strategy. And that's failed. And we know the Bank of Canada's platform during the COVID mess, that has failed. And so there's a lot of failure to spread around here. And so, again, I look for two things, right? You know me, I like GDP growth, and I like making taxpayers, consumers, whatever you want to call them, better off. And I see zero in this budget to make most people better off. At the margins, you may make some people better off. But as this government tends to do, it is going to cast the net widely for who's going to pay more taxes with no increased benefit. And by the way, finally, as they throw to you, but our debt to GDP ratio isn't as bad as it could be. Just remember that, because I think that might be on the gravestone of this government. Not as bad as it could be.
Our text line is 877-399-9898. And I have a text from Welland, Ontario. And it reads, hey, I've got an idea. Let's sell Germany, Japan, and Greece, etc., the gas and oil they all want to buy. And then I remember that we had the Chancellor of Germany, the Prime Minister of Japan, the Prime Minister of Greece were all here, and they were looking for liquid natural gas. And the Prime Minister of this country said there's no business case to be made for the export of natural gas. So here, let me just pat you on the bum and send you home with the vague promise of hydrogen power coming your way from Canada at some point in the future. So we actually had the reality of purchasers, potential purchasers, ready to spend billions of dollars coming here, approaching the seller and being sent home. Professor Cam, I got to go. Thank you very much for the time.
Roy, happy, healthy Passover, and stay healthy, my friend. And
happy, healthy Passover to you.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.